WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. You know, those ancient Greeks who figured out how to live a damn good life even when the world was throwing shade left and right. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, developing a healthy relationship with technology. Ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand, constantly vying for your attention? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be focusing on something important, but your notifications are screaming louder than a rock concert? Yeah, me too. Trust me, I get it. Technology is awesome, don't get me wrong. It connects us, informs us, entertains us. It's like having a mini universe in our pockets. But when it starts controlling our lives, it can turn into a real buzzkill. So, how do we harness the power of tech without letting it rule our roost? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a healthier relationship with your devices. First things first. Mindfulness, my friends. Stoicism is all about being present in the moment. That means actively choosing to engage with the world around you instead of getting lost in the digital abyss. Take a walk without your phone, savor your meal without checking social media. Those little moments of unplugged awareness can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. Every time you reach for your phone out of habit, ask yourself, is this truly adding value to my life right now? Next up, boundaries. It's all about setting clear limits and sticking to them. Designate tech-free zones in your home, schedule specific times for checking emails and social media, and resist the urge to constantly scroll. Treat technology like a tool, not a crutch. Remember, you're in control, not the other way around. Now, let's talk about intentionality. Before diving into that app or scrolling through your feed, ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this? Are you seeking information, connecting with loved ones, or simply procrastinating? Being intentional about your tech use helps you stay focused and avoid mindless consumption. Think of it like planning a trip. Wouldn't you want a purpose for that journey beyond just getting somewhere? Speaking of purpose, let's talk about cultivating fulfilling activities outside the digital realm. Pick up a hobby, spend time with loved ones, read a good book, or simply enjoy a peace and quiet. Remember, true happiness doesn't come from likes, followers, or notifications. It comes from meaningful connections and experiences in the real world. Think of it this way. Life is like a delicious meal. You wouldn't just eat dessert all day, would you? Finally, practice gratitude. Take time to appreciate the simple things in life, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, the laughter of loved ones. When we focus on the good, we're less likely to get caught up in the negativity that often pervades social media. Think of it like this. Gratitude is like a mental detox, helping you clear out the clutter and appreciate the beauty around you. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by friends and family. The conversation is flowing, laughter fills the air, and everyone is genuinely engaged with each other. But then, someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling through social media, missing out on all the real-life magic happening around them. That's a classic example of how technology can pull us away from meaningful connections. It's easy to get sucked into the digital vortex, but remember, life is happening outside those screens. Be present, be intentional, and choose to connect with the world around you in a truly fulfilling way. So, my friends, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways for cultivating a healthy relationship with technology. Remember, it's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances our lives without taking over. By practicing mindfulness, setting boundaries, being intentional, pursuing meaningful activities, and cultivating gratitude, we can reclaim our time, focus, and ultimately, our joy. Now go out there and rock your tech-life balance. I'll be here tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join our amazing community on social media for more conversations and insights. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.